inch by inch, row by row.
Temperatures have been dropping into the 40s in the capital city area for the last several nights. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski with some advice. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So I think we should probably be taking care of some of our vegetables that are still out there, right? Maybe protecting them?
Vegetables and flowers, too. The more frost-sensitive ones, at least. So, yeah, and if you look at next week's forecast, after this storm event passes, you know, we're supposed to have some better weather, but it's predicted to get down in the 30s. And again, depending on your location or how close gardeners are to the glacier, that's usually where the first frosts happen. So having, if there's stuff that you want to protect in your garden or flowers, some of the tender flowers like dahlias and begonias and fuchsias, in the garden, tomatoes, zucchinis, and potatoes may warrant some protection. So accumulate, find your old sheets, old fleece blankets, that sort of thing. And think about that. Look at them. Look at your plants, which ones you want to keep going. And some, like potatoes, it may be time anyway just to let them be lightly frosted. Or if they are quite mature, some of those I planted on the on Easter are dying back, and some that were planted a month later likewise are dying back anyway. So we can just cut those off, cut the vines off at ground level, and then just throw a tarp or a piece of plastic over those beds or raised beds or boxes, and then that helps those potatoes to cure, for the skins to toughen up in the ground, and the tarp will also help hopefully shed the rain and they don't get any wetter. But for protection, if we can maybe use some buckets and to support the blankets or support the tarps above the plants, then that way there isn't the contact of the surface contact where the frost forms, like on a tarp, and would then touch the leaves of the plants, and then they still get frosted.
And what about plastic sheeting? What if you don't have any tarps?
Well, the problem with plastic, say just clear visqueen, is that the frost, the cold temperatures go through that very easily. It really doesn't hold any degrees of heat underneath it. Actually, you're better off with something like the horticultural fabric, or like I mentioned, blankets, which will give you more protection. Now, if you had multiple layers of visqueen, the other thing you do, I mentioned using buckets, well, you can actually fill the buckets with water, and that too will, the amount of water there is a heat sink, so it takes a lot more cold to freeze the bucket of water, and if you've got several of them in your between your tender plants, then that too will help protect them from freezing until the water freezes. When the water freezes, it's too cold.
Yeah, isn't that something that orange growers do down in Florida, for example?
Oh, and in a lot of other places, too. Even cherry growers and stuff will actually spray. Yeah, they'll spray water on the plants, on the leaves, fruit, and all of that for the same reason. You know, that'll give usually 3 to 4 degrees of frost protection. So, you know, if you know that frost is coming, you look out at night, it's 35 degrees and it's clear at 7 o'clock at night, you can pretty much be assured it's going to freeze that night. So, yeah, you can just go out there with a hose and spray water on the plants. And, again, that, too, will provide a little bit of protection.
And I know we have talked about it before, and we've only got a few seconds left here, but also we're expecting some heavy rain by tonight, so we should probably be protecting some of our other vegetables, right?
Sure. And, again, you know, the tarps and stuff over them is worthwhile. That's where, if you've got stuff that's staked, you know, a lot of the stakes, no matter how well staked things are, unless you've got this steel cage, some of those are likely to go over. So whether you brace them or deliberately lay them down, and this may also apply to things like begonias and dahlias, which are, they've got quite brittle stems, so heavy winds may actually snap those off, which is unfortunate because at least with the begonias, they'll last longer than the dahlias will. So again, moving some of those plants, at least potted plants, you can move hopefully closer to the house or under somewhat of a shelter for those, at least temporarily, and get a few more weeks of flowering and or edibles out of our plants.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.